Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I am so glad that you are joining me today. I will be speaking to you today out of Psalm chapter 34. You know, we are in crucial times as globally. Everybody needs to understand the times that we are living in and what God is doing in the midst of all this chaos and crisis and everything that everybody is being affected by and facing right now across the earth. So from whatever nation that you are watching me, United States, any city, state, or other nations, I just want you to know that God is still on the move. God is moving. He's actually going to turn all things around for good. That's what I'm perceiving. That's what I'm feeling. As I go and be intimate with the Father, I feel like everything's going to be okay. So I feel like I need to tell everybody, calm down. God's got this. It's under control. It's under His hand and under His control. So I want you to please know that right off the start. But I want to share with you in today's podcast out of Psalm chapter 34, and I'm going to read it, and then we are going to break this down because I believe that God has a word for you through Psalm chapter 34. And the word of the Lord says the following. If you have it, read along with me, Psalm chapter 34. And the word of the Lord says, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. It says those who look to Him are radiant. Their face will never be covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him. He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear, it says, the Lord. Fear the Lord. That's what it says. Verse 9. You, His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Verse 11, read along with me. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. It says the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and His ears are attentive to their cry. It says the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And then it says, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. 17, it says, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. And then verse 18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. 19, a righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. It says in 20, He protects all His bones. Not one of them will be broken. Look what it says. Not one of them will be broken. We've got to break this scripture down in Psalm chapter 34. First of all, it's telling me to praise Him. So it's giving me all kinds of benefits. Now, in times that we're living in times of wickedness and times of evil, we have to know that God is, His eyes and His ears are attentive to certain kinds of people. So whereas we break this down, number one, it's giving me all these benefits as to serving the Lord. Now there are conditions to it. Then it's giving me all the blessings that are going to come for people that are righteous. Now let's break it down. Verse one says, I must praise the Lord. I am not called to praise virus, exalt viruses, exalt the negativity, exalt all the negative that is going on around me. I am called to praise the Lord. He will be exalted, the Bible says. And then it says, my soul boasts and exalts the Lord. In other words, your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions are called to exalt God. Your emotions are called to exalt God. Your mind is called to exalt God. Not exalt fear, not to exalt terror, not to exalt evil, not to exalt viruses. It says, we, my soul, your soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions are called to exalt God. That's how he starts out in verse 2. My soul will exalt God. And then number 3, it says, exalt him only and glorify him only. So many times we start to, in the mind, begin to exalt the negativity. We begin to exalt what the enemy is whispering. We begin to exalt what we're seeing on the earth. We're exalting what the news is saying. We're exalting all the regulations and all those policies. Mind you, we use wisdom in this hour, but we exalt God. We glorify God. Then in verse 4, he says, he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Why did God answer him? Why did God deliver the psalmist? Because he exalted God. Because his soul exalted God. Because his mind exalted God. In other words, we are to rid ourselves of all negativity in our mind and exalt God in our mind. Well, how do we do that? By meditating on who God is. By meditating on how wonderful our God is. By meditating on the faithfulness of God. Verse 5, it says, look to him and your face will be radiant. So we are to look to him. So our face, look what it says in verse 5, you will never be shamed. Why? Because you look to him. So as we're looking to him, not to the negativity, not to this problem, not to anything that is going around me, not even to the battle, but as I look to him, my face is going to be radiant. My face is going to be, it's never going to be shamed. In other words, whatever situation you're facing right now, we will not be shamed. America will not be shamed. The nations of the earth will not be shamed. God is still on the throne, but we must look to him. But we must exalt him. My soul must exalt him. I must praise him. And then it says in verse 6, the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. That's what's one of the benefits. God hears your cry. God hears your petitions. God hears your prayer. If you're having economic problems right now because people are losing their jobs, you are not to exalt that. Your soul is not to exalt that. Your soul is to exalt God. Because God's not done. And the same God that opened the door for you is the same God that's going to open up another door for you. And if that door closed, listen, life is not over. God is still on the throne. And then it says in verse 7, the angel of God encamps around those that fear him and he delivers them. So in other words, what this scripture is telling me is that there's going to be an angel that is going to encamp around you and will deliver you for those that fear God. And then in 8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Then it says, blessed will be the man who takes refuge in him. So the blessings of God are going to fall over and come upon those that take refuge in him. In other words, he's your shelter. He's your strong tower. You run to him. That's who you need to run to. You will be blessed. Regardless of what you're facing, if you lost your job, if you're on the verge of losing your job, blessed is the man who takes refuge in God. Then it says, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him will lack nothing. So he's telling me the formula, really. He's telling me how I'm not going to lack anything. You will lack no money. You will lack no peace. You will lack no love for him who has the fear of the Lord. So our answer is to go back to the fear of God. Because when I go back to the fear of God, I will lack nothing. You will lack absolutely nothing. Oh, but Apostle, I may lose my job or I may lose the house. You will lack nothing. You're not going to lack food. You're not going to lack toilet paper. You are not going to lack anything for those that fear the Lord. And then it says, 10, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Again, it tells me that if I fear the Lord, I'm going to lack no good thing. And then it says that the desire of many, it says, many will see good days for those that fear God. It says, them that keep their tongue from evil, their lips from speaking lies. In other words, our words have to align to heaven. Our words have to align to what God is saying during this time. Our words cannot speak lies. Now, it doesn't mean that you necessarily are speaking lies about other people, but you may be speaking lies, such as, I don't have enough money, such as, I am not going to make it. I may die. I am scared. All those are lies from the enemy. You cannot speak lies. In this season, you must align with heaven. Align what God is saying. No, Father, you said in your word that if I fear you, I will lack no good thing. You said in your word that all I will see good days ahead because I fear you. So your words have to align to what God is saying. Then it says in 14, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. In other words, you are to seek peace. Peace is something I seek. And then I'm supposed to pursue it. Just like when you're following somebody. Well, we are supposed to pursue peace. We are supposed to follow what peace after peace, not anxiety. We are not called to live like the world. We're called to handle situations like God has called us to handle them. So we are to pursue peace, pursue and seek the peace of God. The peace of God doesn't mean that I'm not facing hardship around me. The peace of God is really the highest level of faith. Because when you are at peace, you are living by faith, walking by faith, taking necessary precautions as I've been asked to, but I have a peace inside, a knowing that God is going to see to it that I have good days ahead. God is going to see to it that I'm going to have provision, that I'm going to have everything that I need, that he is going to take care of every need that I have. And then it says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. He hears their cry. He's attentive to their cry, and he knows exactly what we need. So think about that. The Almighty God, his eyes are upon us. His ears are upon the cry of those that are righteous. So the condition here is I must walk in righteousness. It says the righteous cry out to the Lord, and he hears them, and he delivers them from all their troubles. He's close to the brokenhearted, saves those that are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles. It doesn't say we're not gonna have troubles. It says we may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from all of them. God is going to deliver you from every problem. It doesn't mean that you're gonna be problem-free because you know Jesus. No, it just says when you have problems, the Lord's gonna see to it that he's going to rescue you from every problem. So let me paraphrase this. It says, exalt him. These are the key points. It says to exalt him. It says to fear him. The fear of the Lord is not, you're terrified. If you're walking in the fear of man right now, the fear of coronavirus, you're not walking in the fear of God, because it is impossible to walk in the fear of man and walk in the fear of God at the same time. You either have the fear of God or you have the fear of man or the fear of coronavirus or the fear of not paying my bills. You cannot walk in both fears. The fear of God is really a respect for God. The fear of God is really a sense of, God, I want to love what you love and I want to hate what you absolutely hate. The fear of God is really to say, God, there is such a reverence for you that I want to please you every day of my life. That is the fear of God. In other words, I don't want to hurt God. In other words, I want to please my Father in heaven. I want to put a smile on God's face. So it is impossible to walk in the fear of God and in the fear of man. There is no way. So if you're listening to me, watching me, and you have a fear of coronavirus, you're not walking in the fear of God. So here's the condition. And he says, I will deliver you from all of your troubles. But the condition is you must walk in the fear of God. See, I have a fear of God of not looking unto him and saying, God, I have this fear that I'm not going to put a smile on his face, that I'm not going to please God. That's my biggest fear. You know, so when I have that fear and I know that I'm pleasing God, listen, I know for a fact that I'm going to please him by my faith. Hebrews 11. It says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Faith is what pleases God. So when we are walking in fear, we're not pleasing the Father. When we are walking in fear, we are not walking in faith. We're not walking in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And so these are the conditions. Exalt him. So quit exalting him. And then he tells me where to exalt him. In my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions. What are you exalting right now in your emotions? What is being exalted in your thought life? what is being exalted? Is God being exalted? Well, the conditions are exalt him in your soul. The condition is fear him, only him. And then it says seek him. We have to be seekers of God more than ever. And then it says, for those that are righteous. That is a condition. In other words, I must walk in righteousness. Righteousness is to be in right standing with God. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect, but it means that I'm in right standing before the Father. That if I have failed, I get up, I ask God for forgiveness. If I have feared, I ask God for forgiveness. That if I have messed up and I've made mistakes, I ask God for forgiveness, but I dust myself off. I go to the cross and I say, God, help me. And you are in right standing with God. A genuine repentance. Not just because there's a corona outbreak. Not just because there's a pandemic, we're running to God. I mean a genuine repentance. A repentance means to change your mind. I was going in one direction, but I don't want to go in that direction anymore. I want to follow God. That is righteousness. That is being in right standing with the Father. And then the other point that sticks out to me in Psalm 34 as a condition, it says, seek peace. Now, if you exalt him in your soul, if you fear him, if you seek him, and if you are righteous, right standing, and if you seek peace, then what's going to come over me? It says he will deliver you. He's going to deliver you from any virus. He's going to deliver your family. It says you will never be shamed. You will be blessed as you seek him. You will lack nothing. You will lack no good thing. It says his ears and his eyes are attentive to you. He will deliver you from all your troubles. He will deliver you from every situation that you are facing right now. He will save those that are crushed. Do you feel crushed right now? He will save you. That is his promise. And then he says, he will protect all your bones and not one will be broken. Not even one of your bones will be broken. In other words, you will come out like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they were thrown in a fiery furnace, but there was a fourth man in the fire and they came out not smelling like fire. They came out not even smelling like smoke. That is the promises of God from Psalm chapter 34. God is saying to us, these are not times to fear. These are times to seek him, to exalt him in our soul. Exalt him. When you find yourself listening to the news, just begin to exalt him. Exalt who he is. You are awesome, God. You are a powerful God. You are an almighty God. You are the God on the throne. You are the healer. You are the protector. You are my shield. You are my strong tower, and you are my ever-present help in time of need. Begin to exalt him in your emotions. Begin to exalt him in your spirit, man. And watch how God is going to deliver you from every trouble. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person, and I bind to God all anxiety, and I release joy. I release joy. I want to release joy today. I call joy in the midst of you being at home. I call joy in the midst of you waiting for this pandemic to go away. I release joy and the peace of God. Go outside. I release joy. Have a great time with your family. I release joy. You're going to have awesome times and encounters with God. I release joy over your life, declaring that the fear of God is what's reigning in your life. I declare that the fear of God will reign. And I bind that fear over your emotions, over your mind, and over your will. I declare in Jesus' name that you are seekers and lovers of God. I declare in Jesus' name that you pursue peace. You are after peace. You run after peace. You go after peace. You pursue peace. And because of that, God is delivering you of all your troubles. I bless your life. I love you. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I declare right now that God is answering every petition. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget to sign up to my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe there and hit the bell. You guys are going to get all the updates. We are coming to you live every Friday and with my intercessors to pray for each and every one of you. So you want to tune in. We're doing it bilingual. Let me tell you, the power and the glory of God is increasing. So I believe that these are the greatest times. They are not the worst times. They are the greatest times for you. I bless your life, declaring that the hand of God is over your life. And we will see you guys next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.